The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Props to all the writers out there, the craftsmen who can cobble together a few choice words into enduring sentences full of weight, wonder, and something else pithy that starts with a W. The editors at theamericanscholar.org have revealed their picks for the 10 best sentences of all time. But honest to Pete, some of these things, like a hefty nugget from F. Scott Fitzgerald's Great Gatsby, are so long I started to nod off after passing the third comma. That's right, I was nearly stricken comatose. Here's a couple of snappier examples from James Joyce, A Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man. I go to encounter for the millionth time the reality of experience and to forge in the smithy of my soul the uncreated conscience of my race. Try that next time you're looking for a good pickup line. In Sula, Nobel Prize-winning novelist Toni Morrison penned, "It was a fine cry, loud and long, but it had no bottom and it had no top, just circles and circles of sorrow." Not such a great pickup line, but it should win you some sympathy. Here's one for Jane Austen fans from Pride and Prejudice. "For what do we live but to make sport for our neighbors and laugh at them in our turn?" Yes, charity begins at home, but comedy begins on the other side of the fence. Vladimir Nabokov wrote this in Lolita, "There is nothing more atrociously cruel than an adored child." Read them all at theamericanscholar.org, but don't forget to scroll down to the comments, where one Daniel Carpenter submitted my personal favorite on the page. In Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams ruminates, "The ship hung in the sky in much the same way that bricks don't." By the by, the original radio casts of the comic space opera reunited recently at London's BBC Radio Theatre for a live broadcast. You can find a link to the broadcast on BBC4 at our articles page, worldbeatcanada.com, but fair warning, the episode is currently not available on BBC iPlayer Radio. Or as Douglas Adams would put it, "For a moment, nothing happened. Then, after a second or so, nothing continued to happen." My name's Cal Coat. Let's make some great music happen. Her deep global beats come with the best sneer since Elvis. The new album is called Matangi. Check out MIA and come walk with me on World Beat Canada Radio.
There's a thousand ways to meet you now. There's a thousand ways to track you down. Whatever you said and done, there's a thousand days to make it count. There's nothing that can touch me now. You can't even break me down. Every time you think the sun,
to the end, can you give me some more when you went and gave them?
popular music, global music artists tend to fly under the radar. So it's no surprise to me that Austin City's gift to world music has been around for 18 years. But this is the first that I heard of them. It's their third album, and they're called Attash. What we heard was Talangor Flick. Before that, MIA from Matangi, her new one, and Come Walk With Me. That's her fourth disc. Jaffa Road is on the road to Echo Deck. As a matter of fact, they're just down the road from Echo Deck. At least their drummer is. We're talking with Andrew McPherson a little bit later in the program about his great new album, Singing in Tongues. But right now, Jaffa Road and On Your Way.
The beat in your own backyard.
Beat, beat, beat.
Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
April 19th at the Capilano University Blue Shore Financial Center, French acoustic chanson group Paris Combo perform a fun-loving mix of jazz, French pop, gypsy music with nods to cabaret, Latin, and Middle Eastern rhythms. Newly nominated for 2 Independent Music Awards for her latest album, Espejo, Latin jazz chanteuse Eliana Cuevas will tour Western Canada next month, introducing audiences to her most ambitious and personal recording to date. Catch Eliana at Pat's Pub in Vancouver on April 19th, well, I guess that's this month, and Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria on April 24th. The Rogue Folk Club celebrates the 8th annual April in Paris Gypsy Jazz Blowout, April 25th through 27th. Django like there's no tomorrow with Van Django, Deanna Knight, and the Hot Club of Mars, Mark Atkinson Trio, Company B Jazz Band, and Paul Piggott. Plus, the Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret will grace each evening with their 30-style choreography and will also provide free swing lessons at the start of each evening. That is at the St. James Hall. April 26th, the internationally acclaimed Rumi Symphony Project is the innovative creation of composer, multi-instrumentalist, and vocalist Hafez Nazeri, featuring his legendary father, Shamran Nazeri. Accompanied by an all-star ensemble, Rumi Symphony's 2014 World Tour celebrates their accompanying release of one of the most anticipated albums of the year from Sony Classical Worldwide called Untold. See them at the Orpheum Theater on April 26th with special guests, A Caravan World Rhythms presentation. Sonic alchemist Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck is our very special guest to talk about Singing in Tongues. That's later this hour. Another brand new release shows a DC duo returning to their roots, their love of bossa nova. The album is Sadage, and here is the voice of Natalia Claviar and Claridad on World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
to it.
Just move your feet.
Our music is always fresh, hand-picked, and never mass-produced. Because there's no we in iPod.
Don't be shy tonight.
This is personal. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Don't try to fight.
Yalonge mwana mashita wolo.
Yalonge mwana mashita.
Yalonge mwana mashita. Mame mama ndengwa wolo.
Yalonge mwana mashita. Yalonge mwana mashita.
Nzamuzele nzamuzele ya mwatwe. Mame mame ndengwa wolo.
Yalonge mwana mashita. Yalonge mwana mashita.
Yalonge yalonga ndengwa kwe. Mame Zanguzele ndangwa kwengolo.
Yalonge mwana mashita. Yalonge mwana mashita.
From a a compilation album put together celebrating the artists as part of the Womex convention in 2013. It's called the Womeximizer. That is tambours de Brazza, Congolese, and French funky stuff. African jazz, the name of the track is Yalenge. Time for your touch of the familiar, imported direct from Cuba. It is a six-piece all a cappella group called Vocal Sampling. Their album is Cambio de Tiempo, and this is their take of Mi Guantanamera. Keep in mind, this is all done with the human voice.
Bye. Remarkable stuff. I remember when I first heard a little bit of a cappella similarity from Bobby McFerrin all those years ago. As a matter of fact, we have a last word coming up from him, but we still have a whole nother half of the program to get to. And Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck is our very special guest. That's next. Echo Deck on Deck on World Beat Canada Radio. When it comes to translating the global music dialogue from the ancient to the near future, few are as eloquent as Echo Deck's Andrew McPherson. And with his sixth Echo Deck album, Andrew takes the conversation even deeper. He rejoins the program to share the story of singing in tongues. Congrats on the new album, Andrew. If you don't mind me saying, this is unquestionably the best Echo Deck to date.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We will graciously accept all accolades of such magnificence. I'm very proud of it. Yeah, a lot of sweat and a lot of love and a lot of patience, you know?
I think it takes it to the next level, if there is a next level.
It's funny, I was reflecting to somebody the other day that we've kind of come full circle to the first one in that it was very much tied to Mali, or at least Mali and Rwanda, the first one, but this one is, you know, really born out of Mali. And
I'm going to get you to hold that thought because you're just anticipating one of my next questions here. The Boston Globe calls you a sonic architect, which I like very much. What do you call what you do? What would it say on your business card, Andrew?
Sonic alchemist would be a good one. I mean, a synthesist, really, and I don't mean that specifically applying to just synthesizers, keyboards, although there are many, many of them in this room. I don't know. I've always been fascinated by sound. And, yeah, I remember sitting under my mother's piano and just listening to the low notes decay and how they seem to ring for days after you've stopped playing them. And I just thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever heard, you know? And who knows where that ended up kind of seeding the landscape of where I am now as a sonic architect. That was a killer quote, I gotta say.
I still remember listening to A Day in the Life and listening to that last piano chord just ring out and seeing how long I could still hear it, you know?
Yeah, that's a classic example, isn't it? Yeah.
Surprisingly, singing in tongues follows a natural path through global music, starting where it all started with a bedrock of African rhythms, as you mentioned, and radiating outward from there. So let's talk about the cast of contributors, beginning with Mali's Ja Youssouf.
Well, Ja, he's certainly no stranger to me. I met him, God, about 6 years ago, I would imagine now, when I was making Shiva Boom, and he happened to be coming through Guelph, of all things. There was just one of these fortuitous, you know, kind of networks that brought him here. So he and I, you know, we got to work together on a track here at the house. He'd always made a very strong impression on me, and we kind of kept in touch, and a couple of his tracks got remixed as well on the Remix to See album. So, you know, he sort of kept alive, even though we didn't get to work together for those many years. And, you know, this recording is essentially based on a bunch of jams that Ja did. I took the material and kind of reinvented it, rearranged it, in some cases rewrote things. So it was such an interesting exercise, you know, to take his sort of vibey stuff and then kind of give it the widescreen kind of treatment.
The album also reunites you with one of your longest standing collaborators, Balkan singer Meryl Mertz, and some global talent from your own hood, Aaron Lightstone from Jaffa Road. It's always great to see the global music community working and playing well together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true. Meryl has, she's been on every record except the first one. I buy baked goods from her.
Oh, really?
She's a great baker, too. And Aaron, yeah, from Jaffa Road. They're friends, those guys. Their drummer actually now lives down the street from me. He's just moved to Guelph from Toronto. And we've done some great collaborations, a couple of the guys in Echo Deck and I, with Jaffa Road, which have been great experiences, you know, kind of throwing ourselves into their world, which, you know, draws much more heavily from the Middle East and the Judaic tradition. So I don't know, it's all so wonderful, and I just feel like I could never run out of a palette, really, for Echo Deck. It's seems to be constantly evolving.
This is Radio Without Borders or Boundaries from World Beat Canada with Andrew McPherson from Echodec. The new album is called Singing in Tongues. Join the conversation at the homepage, echodec.com, and discover the project outside of the studio walls with Living for Live, a stage performance of the remix versions of Echodec classics from Remixtacy. It's almost like being there. That's a cool idea, Andrew.
When we put the remix album together, it was kind of like, well, how do you go and promote a remix album? You just put it out, right, and hope people buy it or, you know, steal it or whatever they do with music these days. And we thought, no, we should, like, learn some of this stuff because these remixes are so cool. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of what we did. And we'd had a changeover in personnel, too, at that point. Our drummer and bass player changed, and so, you know, we had just some fresh blood there and kind of a level of experimentalism, too, in terms of, you know, weaving the live and the electronic together. So, yeah, we thought, well, why don't we just learn the versions, you know, their remixes of our songs? Instead of playing our original versions of those songs, let's play their versions of ours. And I thought it was pretty interesting. So we pretty much, those tracks, you know, from those, we don't do the original versions of them anymore. We actually only do the remixed ones.
Is that right? You know, what an interesting exercise to have to relearn the music that you've already composed.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was just, I think everybody kind of enjoyed the turning it on its head thing. And it allowed us to kind of come back to those songs with a kind of a new enthusiasm, too. You know, we've been playing some of the tracks for like 10 years, right? For More Africa and Us. And so now it's just like, wow. I feel so much more so much more connected to the stuff because I just, it's not pounded out of me for so many years.
That's right. Yeah. One for the gearheads, Andrew. You mentioned that you've got a room full of keyboards. You really are magic in the studio. You're creating such high-def sonics and 3D imagery. But when it comes down to it, do you find that you're using more or less gear to create your art these days?
Yeah, I guess it depends what you call gear. I mean, I have a lot of recording gear. I've got a full studio, you know, big live room, an isolation room, huge control room. And I'm always buying instruments. I really am. I'm always picking up new stuff. I guess it's like building a little bit of an orchestra here, right. You know. And I think most sort of lifetime producers too, they do. They acquire a lot of instruments over the years because they're usually players and start from a playing perspective. So they like to have all the tonal possibilities around them. And I suppose it's a little bit of an addictive thing. You know, I could be spending it on worse stuff.
Absolutely.
But then the gear, of course, I'm always buying microphones and preamps and really trying to make the front end of my recording process as high quality as possible. It's a gateway addiction, music.
I can just imagine all these other producers listening to us. I can actually hear them salivating right now. I guess we should stop talking about music, Andrew, and get back to listening to it. So thanks for this very much. We debuted the album last week with Village and Me. Could you set up Money Tree for us featuring Onkar Singh?
Well, yeah. I mean, Ja is talking about money being great if you've got it. Money's not so great if you don't got it. You know, his delivery is so forceful. You've got that chant. You've got the wally, 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 wally. First time I heard it, I thought, well, this thing has just got to be amped up so big, you know. The original recording is just, you know, somebody playing a hand drum to kind of keep time, but it's really kind of more like a folk chant. So I decided to kind of turn it into a club track. And then having Onkar with the more sort of beautiful, he's like the incense that wafts over this kind of insane tribalism underneath it and kind of just weaves a spell over it all.
Wale 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 w
din ta ke trikad din din ta ke trikad dha din din da da din din da ta din din da dha din 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 da ta ke trikad din na ta ke trikad din na dha ke trikad din na ta ke trikad din trikad din na din din da din din ta ke trikad din din ta ke trikad dha din din da dha din din da ta din din da dha din 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 da
is Jajobi. They are a Malagasy family band from Madagascar. Some hot funk for you. Also from Andrew McPherson. My thanks to him for the great music on Singing in Tongues by Echo Deck. We'll get a lot more familiar with that disc in the days and weeks to come. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Another sonic alchemist, not from Guelph, Ontario, but from Wichita, Kansas, Sean Lee, featuring the Superimposers, is next with Fade Up.
Thank you. upside down. Crows will be flying upside down. Oh, darling, don't say if you give your love to me. Crows will be flying upside down. And fish will be whistling on the hill. Fish will be whistling on the hill. Oh, darling, don't say if you give your love to me. Fish will be whistling on the hill.
Southern Appalachia meets Northern Bahia in Matuto. That is Brazilian slang for cowboy, by the way. And that was Chicken Teeth from The Devil and the Diamond. My name is Cal Coat. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. A big shout out to our affiliates, WYAP-LP in West Virginia, CHLY Radio, Malaspina Society in Nanaimo, CJUC The Juice in Whitehorse, CJMP Powell River, Radio Laurier in Waterloo, Northwest College Radio in Powell, Wyoming, Trapper Radio. If you're listening on any of those stations, please let us know, drop us an email, and tell us how you like the programming. Our last sound comes from Bossa Cuca Nova's latest with Valdemiro Peña. But our last word, as I mentioned, comes from Bobby McFerrin, who said, if I can bring joy into the world, if I can get people to stop thinking about their pain for a moment, or the fact that tomorrow morning they're going to get up and tell off their boss, then I'll be successful.
De Valdomiro Peña, o Cândido, o último repórter policial romântico. Salve Valdomiro Peña. Valdomiro anda muito preocupado com as ideias de seu editor, que querendo modernizar o jornal, serra e esquece o romantismo que ele criou, ele conquistou. Num quarto sala displicente decorado, onde depois da matinal média e pão com manteiga, num boteco da esquina, as pressas manda botar na conta e se manda pro jornal. A folha popular na sua glória nacional. Abate o ponto, pega uma velha perua e com a sua gangue cai nas ruas. Abate o ponto, pega uma velha perua e com a sua gangue cai nas ruas. Transando com gente de todo tipo e espécie, como por exemplo camelões, policiais, bicheiros, sambistas, otários marginais. Valdomiro Peña topa toda hora com lances incríveis e perigosos, sem perder o seu humor heróico e romântico. Salve Valdomiro Peña.